What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Lori London reporting. President Obama will be among the world leaders who will speak at the funeral later today for former Israeli President Shimon Peres. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with former U.S. President Bill Clinton ahead of the funeral. Earlier in the day, Clinton joined thousands of mourners paying respects outside of Israel's parliament building in Jerusalem, where Peres' casket lay in state. It's expected to be the largest such gathering in Israel since the 1995 funeral of assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. The United States warned Thursday that is on the brink of ending talks with Russia over the assault on Aleppo, where the United Nations says a humanitarian catastrophe is unfolding, unlike any witnessed so far in Syria's brutal five-year war. With no let-up in the military campaign, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry admitted that months of diplomacy to end the war had hit a dead end.
We've made it crystal clear to them that under those kinds of circumstances, it is not possible to be cooperating, and we need to see a change.
Airstrikes pounded Aleppo province while at least 11 civilians, including seven children, died during attacks, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Russia and the U.S. have traded blame for last week's collapse of a ceasefire deal. The U.S. economy expanded at a slightly faster pace in the spring than previously reported. That was aided by newfound strength in business construction. The Commerce Department said Thursday the gross domestic product, which is the broadest measure of the economy, expanded at an annual pace of 1.4% in the April-June quarter. On Wall Street, stocks dropped to 190.